Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
Right. I don't want to sound like a hero, but our beliefs out there cause many issues in our families, in our home life, right, in public. There are many things that we say that people don't agree with, and quite frankly, people don't like us for. But we feel like it's the best thing and the right thing to do because somebody has to do it. Alrighty, welcome back, Financial Guys Podcast on the Financial Guys Media Network. Mike Sbaraz, Stefan Mihailu in studio today. First off, Stefan, how have you been?
Life is great. No complaints. Absolutely positively shocked that a new memo came out within Erie County concerning a trans policy. And I thought I was gone from county government when I left the office of Erie County Comptroller and started in the political world, but I guess not.
And I think before we jump into that, I mean, let's talk about this movement period, because that will get us to what this memo is about. But you know, we see what happened with the Dylan Mulvaney and Bud Light situation, right? Whoever that was, the VP of marketing, is now on leave, and it seems like she is gone from Bud Light for that. They've had a massive loss in sales over the last 2-3 weeks on this. You know, you're seeing the drag time story hour still happening across the country. And again, I'm going to speak to this before we get into it. Whatever you want to do as an adult at this point, I mean, do whatever you want to do. It's not none of my business. But this fact that we keep doing this with the kids and we keep getting kids involved, and now you're getting everyday citizens involved in Erie County, where you don't know, you know, what you're walking into when you walk into a bathroom.
Literally. I mean, on the point of Bud Light, you know, go woke, go broke. I mean, talk about being tone deaf and not knowing your audience. But that's what happens when you have these woke radical progressives entering the corporate world, these, you know, young 20-somethings who you name them a VP of marketing. And, oh, by the way, Bud Light. Yep. Let's start moving away from our Republican base, our conservative base, our NASCAR base, and let's have a transsexual hold up a can of Bud Light and look what happened.
Yeah. And again, I keep going back to, and again, we're going to bring this back into the Erie County situation in a moment, but I keep going back to this idea. The thing that bothers me about it is you keep, when you're getting the kids involved, I'm using kids from the ages of 6 to 18 when they become an adult, I guess. It's this false sense of promise, right? They think like they're struggling as a youth, and all of a sudden, you know, well, if you just do this, it'll make itself work. They get on drugs, and literally they're on drugs from the puberty blockers or whatever it may be. They're, you know, hoping that if they chop their crotches off or they chop their breasts off, that they're going to be something else. And that's not actually solving the mental health issue that they have, right? And that's what's so sad to me, that it's again, it's really this false sense of everything will be better again.
Well, think about it. You know, for tens of thousands of years, the human species pretty much had it right. You're born male, you're born female. I mean, do you mean to tell me over the last, I don't know, few decades that all of a sudden we're wrong, that God got it wrong, that it could be just as simple as, you know what, folks, people go through puberty. It's that simple.
And guess what? Life isn't fair. That's the other side, right? Michael Knowles said this best when he came to UB. Some men are more feminine. Some women are a little bit more, we'll call it manly, right? That's just certain people's makeup and who they are. That doesn't mean you need a sex change, number one. Number two, again, Stefan, you know, this idea that I just want to be a girl. Okay, well, I want to be LeBron James, but that's not happening, right? No matter how much I try, no matter how many HGH drugs and crap I take, I'm never going to be LeBron James.
But here's what's scary, though, is these, you know, again, woke, radical, progressive parents whose, you know, 4 or 5-year-old kid, you know, makes a comment, oh, by the way, okay, fine, we're going to take them to, you know, a hospital in Boston, have them chop off their private parts at 5 and 6 years old. It's crazy.
And you can't reverse it.
No.
I got into a debate on Twitter about this. Somebody was telling me, well, some of these things are reversible. Yet, no, they're not. Right. It's not. I use this example because this is one we were arguing about on Twitter. Breast augmentation surgery. That's reversible. That's not chopping off your breasts, right? That's putting something in your breast that you can take out. These surgeries, Stefan, and as men, we can say this, chopping off our crotches is not reversible.
Don't want to do it.
Don't want to do it. Not going to do it.
Nope.
But that's not reversible, right? And this is just one part of it. The second part of it is now Orchard Park Schools did it. It seems like Erie County government's doing it. Now, not only are we worried about potentially chopping kids' crotches off, now we're worried about, and I have a daughter, you have a daughter, is my daughter walking into a bathroom with a man peeing in the bathroom?
Yeah, that's right. And it's somewhat interesting because I don't think Erie County wanted this policy out in the public domain. But of course, all credit to the financial guys. The financial guys got their hands on an internal memo that went from, you know, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz to, and it was only going to commissioners and department heads. But lo and behold, got to give Lomas and Wiggle a lot of credit.
Yeah, yeah, and I'll let you brief the memo for everybody. But.
Yeah, so basically, Erie County put out a new memo when it comes to personnel policies. It's their personnel handbook. And normally it just comes from either the Office of Personnel or the Erie County Executive's Office. And the financial guys got their hands on this memo. Erie County Personnel Policies and Procedures, the subject, Gender Identity Policy, Chapter X, of course, Section 33, effective date April 2023. Now, it's basically coming across as anti-discrimination, but let me read you parts of the policy pertaining to Erie County employees, and I'm quoting here, titled, Gender-Specific Facilities. Employees shall have access to the restrooms, locker rooms, and other gender-specific facilities corresponding to their gender identity.
My first question would be, how do you decide your gender identity? Is that just a choice that you can make that day? I mean, that's the other thing, too, Stefan. You talk about this, like, does it go by day? Like, you look at the teacher in Canada. Some days she's walking, or he is walking on the streets of his development with no breasts. When he goes to school, he's got size, whatever size those breasts are. Everybody's seen that clip on Tucker Carlson or whatever, where it's literally like my body on his chest, right? I mean, that's how outrageous it is. So how does that work? Does he?
I can tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
According to the policy, they actually give, Mark Poloncarz gives a definition himself of gender identity. A person's internal, get this, deeply felt sense of being male, female, or something other in between. Regardless of the sex they were assigned at birth, everyone has a gender identity.
I don't know what that means exactly.
Well, let me continue. Under the category of transgender, it's an umbrella term, according to Mark Poloncarz, that can be used to describe people whose gender identity and or expression is different from their sex assigned at birth. Some people described by this definition don't consider themselves transgender. They may use other words or identify as a man or a woman. Listen to this. A person does not need to identify as transgender in order for this policy to apply for them. So, 5 seconds before a county employee, biological male, wants to go into the girls' bathroom, as long as they identify, and according to this policy, they don't need to identify as transgender, they can go in that bathroom.
Yeah, and again, I'm speaking of someone now with an infant daughter that I really don't want to have this happen to her at age 4 when, you know, my wife and I say, okay, honey, go to the bathroom. And then she goes into a bathroom and there's God knows what in there. But the same thing goes for our wives, Stefan, right? Like, I don't want my wife feeling uncomfortable in a bathroom because she doesn't know who's in there, right? This is just, again, we're just going to the absolute extreme on this stuff. And I've said this a lot on the radio show, the podcast, our morning show. I wish more women would come out and say, wait a minute, what's going on here?
But there's more.
Okay.
But there's more. We'll get back to the transgender in county bathrooms in a minute, because a big part of the policy is also using proper names and pronouns. So according to the Erie County memo, an employee has the right to be addressed by the name and pronoun that corresponds to their identity upon request. Now, the intentional or persistent refusal to respect an employee's gender identity, listen to this, can constitute harassment and is a violation of county policy. But it gets better. If you're unsure of a coworker's pronouns, you can politely ask your coworker how they would like to be addressed.
Does anybody call people by pronouns, though? I saw
hey,
this.
Hey, he.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would never be like, hey, Stefan, he, him, how are you today? It's going to be, Stefan, how you doing today? Right? Like, that's the other side of it, too, Stefan, that nobody really talks about. It doesn't even make sense, half this stuff. Like, if you want to put your pronouns in your LinkedIn bio, I mean, be my guest. Go right ahead. But when are we calling people that to their face?
Well, but here is the other interesting. Again, we're going to get to the meat and potatoes of this new Erie County policy that the Poland Cars Administration did not want you to see. And I'll read it again on gender-specific facilities. Employees shall have access to the restrooms, locker rooms, and other gender-specific facilities corresponding to their gender identity. Now, that's important because in the Rath building on the sixth floor, there's a gym and there's a shower. There's a shower in that gym in the sixth floor of the Rath building. So what's going to happen if a female employee is in the shower on the sixth floor of the Rath building and a biological man with a penis walks in?
I don't have the answer for you. Maybe we could ask Mark.
But then, what about if you're at a county park?
Yep.
And what if 3 seconds before a biological male, remember, according to the county policy, this is really important, according to the county policy, you don't have to identify as trans or be trans in order for this to impact you. So 3 seconds, a biological man with a penis can say, I identify as a woman. He, under county policy, a county employee, male, biological, is allowed to go into a girl's bathroom at a county park bathroom.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to where does it stop, right? You know, I don't really, this is now getting to the point where, and I'm usually one that can put words to things, and, you know, this is what we do for a living is talk. I really don't know what to say anymore. I don't know where to go from here. I don't know how this happens. I mean, I do know how it happens. You have leftist progressives that get into government. But I don't, I'm going to go back to what I said, Stefan. Where are more men on this issue? Where are more women on this issue? It seems that everybody's afraid to say anything. And I will tell you that we are not. And we will continue to talk about it. Again, if you want to have a sex change and you want to do what you want to do when you're 25 years old, be my guest. Just know the repercussions of that and hope that it makes you feel the way you want to feel. Because if it doesn't, it's not reversible.
But even think of the county Rath building.
Yeah.
Let's just say we have not heard from county government or the county executive on this policy. The Rath building is full of people from the public. A lot of times families bring their children, and they have to the Rath building. If a young girl is using a county bathroom in the Rath building, and all of a sudden a biological male who does not have to identify as trans says, I identify as a woman, I want to go in that bathroom. Are there going to be grown men with penises who just happen on a whim identify as female going to the same bathroom as a young child? A county park. There's bathrooms all over county parks. What if a county employee is transitioning or they're not transitioning? Again, it's irrelevant according to this policy. According to the county policy, you don't even have to be trans in order to identify as a member of the opposite sex. So if you're with your young family at a county park and a county employee says, with a biological male with a penis identifies and says, I'm a female, they're allowed to barge into that bathroom with your young kids.
You know, this is again very similar to having your kids go to a drag time story hour show. I don't know why, and this is maybe something you know. What is it with the kids? Why is there an obsession with the kids?
It's called grooming.
But like, you know, again, for Mark Poloncarz, why? Is he afraid to be outlawed because he's not left enough?
It's called grooming. I mean, think about it. You make the point all the time. If you want to be an adult, go be an adult. If you want to have a drag time story hour read in, whatever, adults in the privacy of your home, God bless America, do whatever you want. But it's a very specific question, and it's the most important question that parents have to think about and adults have to think about. Why are these people targeting children? Because you don't have to have a drag time story hour. You don't have to have a drag brunch without kids. So ask yourselves the question, why are they targeting children? And it's all about grooming, no matter how much they deny it.
So let's go to Mark for a second. So does Mark have to answer to this? Do they call a press conference? Do people get to ask questions? Like, how does this work? I see that he put this out, what was it, last week, or the county put it out last week. Do we get to ask questions on this?
If I were the unions within Erie County government, you know what the first question I would ask is, what about our female employees who use the gym on the sixth floor of the Rath building who shower? If a male identifies as female 2 seconds before they enter that locker room, are they allowed to shower with other female employees? Because according to this policy, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Now, we shall see if local media actually asks the county executive these questions, but we will.
I guess where I'm going is this is kind of a big deal, I would assume, to Erie County and people in Erie County, whether government officials or people that, you know, go to local parks or local, you know, government county buildings. Do we get to say, hey, we want to have a press conference on this, Mark? We want to ask you questions about this thing that you didn't make public, right? At the end of the day, he didn't make it public. The financial guys did. Is this something we get to ask questions?
It all depends on local media. Do they want to ask those questions? And again, I think it's a very legitimate question. If I'm a female employee who works in the Rath building and I exercise in the gym that they built and provided using taxpayer dollars with a shower, the first question I'm going to ask is, if I'm a young woman in that shower and a male employee identifies as female 2 seconds before they walk into that gym, are they allowed to shower with them? And according to this policy, the answer is yes. If I'm a parent, you know what I want to know? And I am obviously a parent of young children. As a parent, they should be able to know if there's a county employee who just on a whim identifies as female 2 seconds before they hit that ladies' room, if they're a biological male, are they allowed to go into the girls' bathroom at Chestnut Ridge Park or any county park? And according to this policy, the answer is yes. So it all depends on local media and whether or not they want to ask tough questions of an elected official. Because believe me, when I was in that chair, they asked a ton of tough questions. You know what? I always answered them. Good, bad, or indifferent. I never hid from the media. I always answered questions.
And you would have to hope, right, that women in county government have an issue with this. You would think, right? You would think that men in county government would have an issue with this. I mean, for me, and I'm going to say this bluntly, I don't want women coming into my bathroom either, right? Like, and I'm a man, and I would not want a woman come and women just going to the bathroom in men's bathrooms all the time. It's just not appropriate. And it's, you're on both sides, you're looking for an issue with that type of stuff going on, right? You're looking for a problem when these people, again, you're at home, you have a family, you have a spouse, and obviously there's not men's and women's bathrooms at your home. That's your family, that's in your home, that is in the decency of your own home. In public, with people you don't know, I don't want anybody else that should not be in my bathroom being in my bathroom, right? To me, that's just, I don't want a three-year-old walking by himself in a men's bathroom.
But look at all the issues of prisons. You see stories, whether it's a state in New Jersey or states across the country, where there's transgender men with a penis identifying as a woman, and they're put in prison populations with women. Lo and behold, shockingly, what happens? They're accused of raping female inmates
right
in prison. I'm shocked. I can't believe it. And so this is the hill that Mark Poloncarz is dying on. I'm shocked at it because it's so even just politically tone deaf, but it's just dumb. Like, if you're a county employee and you're female and you use that gym and you take a shower, do you want a biological man who just on a whim identifies as a woman going into that shower, showering with you, and it's all acceptable according to county policy? If you're a mom, if you have young girls using the bathroom at Chestnut Ridge Park or any county park for that respect, do you want a county employee, biological male with a penis that just identifies as a woman on a whim, going into the same bathroom as your kids? It's a very simple question. And 99.999% of the population would say, hell no.
Yeah, and again, I'm going to go back to what I said. I don't know where this is all going or what the end game is. And maybe it is chaos. Maybe that is their end game. I don't know. But this is now a national story, and I don't mean the Buffalo stuff. I'm more saying, or the Erie County stuff, I should say. I'm more saying this is, I think, Stefan, this is the hill that the left is going to die on over the next 18 months for the next election.
But you know what? Go woke, go broke. Look what's happening at Budweiser. How many billions of dollars have they lost?
Yep.
And good. And you know what? I on the right, I never said to anyone, don't drink Bud Light.
No, I don't care. Do what you want
to
do.
I mean, it's garbage beer anyway, to be honest with you. I didn't drink it beforehand. I mean, I'm not a big drinker anyway. But, you know, the market will correct itself. The free market will correct itself. And that's what these companies, I hope they're learning their lesson, that you go woke, you go broke.
But they're not. That's the problem.
But
they're not.
To their detriment.
Yeah.
To their detriment.
And I got, again, being on Twitter, too, I got in this debate, too, because somebody said, well, you guys on the right always complain about cancel culture, but then you try and cancel people. I'm like, well, no, we didn't. the Bud Light thing is not a cancellation. It's a boycott. I will not drink your beer. There's a difference between trying to get someone to shut their doors and just saying, I just won't buy your product, right? My whole business is built on the idea of, I don't care if you don't like us, don't buy anything from us. If you think like us, come work with us. That's my whole bit. Guess what? Mike Spiraza boycotts probably 50% of Erie County and Niagara County because they don't want to work with my beliefs. That's okay. That's the idea. I also am not selling beer, so I don't need everybody, right? That's the thing with some of these companies like Nike's. Now, Nike's got they like own the world with sports gear, though. That's the only problem with Nike. But with Bud Light, I know they own like 50% of beers, but there's 50% more beer out there that you can buy that's not Bud Light, right? I don't know that this was the best marketing plan they could ever have had. I really don't. And I don't know why they needed to do that. The idea, look, and again, to Dylan Mulvaney's credit, Stefan, I'll say this like I do the Kardashians, I'll say this like I do a lot of people. Dylan Mulvaney feels the way that Dylan Mulvaney feels and is making a great living off of it right now. God bless you. Dylan Mulvaney's an adult. Dylan Mulvaney made the decision to now be a female. That's his or her business, not mine. God bless you, like you always say. God bless America. Do what you want to do. However, I don't like that we could be giving Bud Light sponsorships or Tampax sponsorships or Nike sponsorships to women who are biological women. Because now we used to say white man bad, like we were the enemy. Now women are the enemy.
It's crazy. I mean,
really?
It's this woke culture, though, that businesses think they have to cater, and they're so afraid of taking a stance politically. It's, you know what? Stay out of politics. Let us take care of that.
Right.
We can talk politics. Just sell us a product. And whether it's schools, you know, that really transcends to schools. Don't bring your woke indoctrination into our kids. Just teach the basics. Reading, writing, math, social studies, biology, the sciences, that's it.
But here's the thing, though. This is where I disagree a little bit. If you want to take a political stance, a.k.a. what the financial guys did 20 years ago, then do that. But don't complain when it doesn't work. Like, that's the problem with Bud Light, right? They made this decision, then live with it. Instead, what do they do a week later? They put the horses back out there and the big American ad, right? Like, make up your mind. You either stand for something or you stand for something else, right? I mean, again, Mike and Glenn, and I'll include myself now as a business owner with Mike and Glenn, I don't pretend like I'm in the middle. I don't pretend like, oh, I'm part left too, right? I've made the calculated decision with Mike and Glenn since we opened our business together to say, I am who I am, and you guys know my beliefs. They're out there.
That's simple.
That's it, right? Bud Light made a decision, and it backfired. They started firing people or letting people go on leave. And then on top of that, then they come out with a pro-American ad like a week later. Like, make up your mind. Where are you?
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. But you know what? Woke companies are feeling the pinch. And getting back to this Erie County policy, I really want to hear from the county. The union should be up in arms. Really. I mean,
yeah,
the union should be going to the Rath building with a battering ram saying, what is going on here? But Looney Tunes all over the country and certainly here in Erie County as well.
Yeah, and you know, again, I hope we just come around here in this country and start to focus on, again, this is one of the most important issues, Stefan, in the country right now, as crime is at higher numbers than it's ever been, right? As border issues are worse than they've ever been. You have, you know, China and Russia banding together. You have, you know, I guess we'll say it, China and Russia bullying us together. I mean, there's just a lot of important things going on, and this is what we're spending time doing. New York State doesn't have a budget yet, do they, Stefan?
No.
No, but this is what's going on in New York State right now.
No, and that's their focus. So go woke, go broke, whether you're in government, school districts, or in business.
We have a few minutes left. If you want to touch maybe on some Joe Biden.
Yeah, he's supposed to be announcing in a video that that Joe Biden is running for president of the United States. I mean, the polling is coming out that shows that nobody except Joe and Jill Biden want him to run for president of the United States. I mean, I think he would be 82 years old on election day
if
he runs. And God bless him that, you know, I'm telling you, if he were just someone's crazy uncle, he would literally be either in an assisted facility or have a home healthcare aide 24/7. I mean, look, you look at John Fetterman, that U.S. senator, and you know what? And this issue really transcends politics, because I give him a hell of a lot of credit for being very upfront and honest about his struggles with mental health. He checked himself into a hospital. That's admirable. Good for him. But there's a difference between your personal life and representing the state of Pennsylvania, the United States Senate. Like, this poor guy should not be in the United States Senate right now.
Well Stefan, he has the depression part that you bring up, or the mental health issue, but he also had a stroke and can't really form sentences right now. And it's not funny, right? Like, I'm not going to be ever one of those people that's like making fun of him about this. You know, I'll be honest, I chuckle when he says the Eagles are better than the Eagles, but at the end of the day, it's not funny, right? I mean, he has serious cognitive issues.
Yeah, he hosted or was chair of a small Senate subcommittee, you know, read from a piece of paper. It was brutal. I mean, it was really painful. And I give this guy a hell of a lot of credit for identifying his struggles with mental health, checking himself into a facility. He's a shining example. He wasn't embarrassed about it. You know, obviously being in a whole profile of a United States senator, didn't hide it. That's admirable. But at the end of the day, this poor guy should just really focus on his health and well-being and not be where he is in the United States Senate.
And I'll say this, too. It's also, you know, to the same thing about Joe Biden. You know, say what you want about Donald Trump, and whether you like what he says or you don't like what he says, the guy has it mentally, right? He's there mentally. He's not, you know, trailing off on sentences every single time he speaks. He's not making up words every single time he speaks. Joe Biden hasn't been right, Stefan, in many years now. This is not new. He hasn't been right in the head in many years. And I don't think Joe Biden's a good person. I think he's done a lot of bad things. But I also feel the same way I feel about Fetterman. This was a forced presidential campaign, a forced presidential election for Joe Biden, and he's not the right person for the job, and he certainly won't be in 2 years. And that I blame on his family, and that I blame on the Democratic Party. You cannot push people that should – look, this is the free world that this man's leading. And by the way, we're not looking so powerful and free anymore. Right. And that's what happens when you put people like Joe Biden in office that shouldn't be, because they have serious cognitive decline.
Amen to that. And hey, I want to close by talking, you know, mentioned businesses and everything else. And we got to plug your business. You're not a woke business at all.
No, we
I wouldn't
not.
Be buying insurance from you. And I do. I am a customer. I'm a customer. I would not be supporting TFG Home and Auto if you came out and says, hey, there's a shower at the financial guys, and trans and whatever you identify with can use the shower in the financial guys.
We actually have two showers, one for men and one for women.
And why is that?
Well, that's just because that's how it goes.
And that's how it goes. You're born male, you're born female.
And in all seriousness, I mean, that's why I'm so passionate, too, about this issue with the Bud Light stuff, because we are, look, to credit to Mike and Glenn, they made a decision 20-something years ago to say, hey, everybody says don't talk politics at work. We're going to talk politics at work. Everybody says don't, you know, go to a political party and you know, I shouldn't say a political party. Don't put your political beliefs out there as a business. And they decided to do that. And I, you know, joined them years ago. We opened a company up years ago. And I believe in that. I want people to know how I feel. Am I disrespectful in that? No. If you don't want to look, I say this all the time with friends and family. If you don't like what I say on the radio or on podcasts, don't listen to it. Right? I don't go and actively search out for Joy Reid on a Tuesday evening. It's just not my thing.
Nor do I.
Nor do most people that listen to us. Do I think Joy Reid should be canceled from television? No. She's have every right to say what you want to say. Do I think you're full of crap? Yes. Do I listen to you? No. But you have that right. And I think that's where, again, I'm going to go back to Bud Light. Bud Light has every right to advertise to whoever they want. They have every right to do that, just like Mike Spirazza, Mike Lomas, and Glenn Wiggle do. I don't feel bad for you if you get, you know, I'll call it boycotted, or at the end of the day, shut down because nobody wants to buy your beer. You made that choice. If my business goes under tomorrow because every conservative in New York leaves New York and moves to Florida, I don't have anybody else to blame but myself.
Nope.
Right? But that's a calculated business decision that we've made. And I really think people out there, you should work with people or support people that think like you, Because at this point in 2023, and Stefan, you can talk to this. You support businesses that you believe in. At this point in time, it's now or never. And that's what I want to finish on, Stefan, with this next 18 months. In my opinion, not to say the country is going to crumble in, you know, 5 minutes if Joe Biden wins again, but this country and our everybody here, this next 18 months is everything. And that's not being dramatic. It's everything, right? I don't care if you like Donald Trump, if you like, you know, Ron DeSantis,
Vivek Ramaswamy,
if you like Vivek, if you like Nikki Haley, whoever it is. This next 18 months is everything. And you need to take it serious. And you need to support like-minded businesses. You need to support like-minded candidates. Look, Erie County, we have an election this spring, or this fall, excuse me. Do you want men peeing with your daughters in the bathroom? Or do you want people that think like maybe like we do that say, hey, there's a men's bathroom and a women's bathroom?
Or even more important, school board elections. I mean, right. There's school board elections. Right. There's local elections for the legislature, state assembly, state senate. I think, you know, the point that you and I make all the time is whether it's at the national level, the local level, get involved, yep. Register to vote, and do something. Don't be a keyboard warrior and just complain on Twitter and Facebook, because that's not going to get you anything. Got to get involved.
Loma says this all the time. Everybody that complains about elections, 99% of them don't donate to a candidate and don't do any rallies or anything like that. Don't do anything. Yeah, they complain about it. This is what happens when we just complain about it, right? We go and we get Mark Poloncarz's for 4 terms. We go and we get Joe Biden's elected. Kathy Hochul's elected. Andrew Cuomo gets reelected multiple times. This is what happens when you don't put the best foot forward and try to make a difference. And we need to do that, whether it's businesses like ours just telling you how we feel and putting our beliefs out there. And the last thing I'll say, Stefan, you know that's not easy, right? I don't want to sound like a hero, but our beliefs out there cause many issues in our families, in our home life, right, in public. There are many things that we say that people don't agree with and, quite frankly, people don't like us for. But we feel like it's the best thing and the right thing to do because somebody has to do it.
Amen to that.
And you've did it for years as a politician, too. All right, folks, if you need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS, text us, 716-817-0716. Don't forget about our morning show, Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on financialguysmedia.com, and our 3 podcasts, financialguysmedia.com, hosts all those things. We will not be doing the morning show. We'll be doing a quick little highlight video on Wednesday morning, but we will be back Friday morning for the morning show. This is the place where money meets politics. Follow us on Twitter at FinGuys, on Instagram at FinancialGuys, and on Facebook at TheFinancialGuys. And remember, if you need us about the week, 833-FINGUYS. Until next week, we'll see you then.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.